You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 176 of the Katie Ma podcast. What's that, like 24 weeks till 200, so like roughly 6 months?
Yeah, we're on our way.
Year. Yeah. It's a lot of fucking episodes. Thank you for watching, everyone who's here. And it is the date, before I forget, because Scott isn't here. It is February 8th.
That was a close one. I almost missed it.
Scott is not here. He actually told me several days ago that he wouldn't be here. He's driving back from San Francisco currently, so he's not going to be on. He said he may try to join us via LTE at some point.
Wait, Scott was in San Francisco?
Yeah, for a day, him and Nick Fenton.
Yeah, him and Nick. Nick texted me yesterday and was like, "Are you in San Francisco?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Oh, well, we're driving there." It's like, well, all right.
Spontaneous trip. I hate my friends.
Yeah, I think they just randomly... I don't know if they... Did they go to... I knew Dunkus was at an Above and Beyond show or something. I don't know if they... That was in San Francisco or... But, yeah. So Scott isn't here. Brandon, like, just walked in the door. So
yeah.
He managed to get here as well. Yeah. Episode 176. We have our guest, Incredible Orb, Joel, is with us for, I think, the third time.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
The Seems first time at a normal time of day for him. And not like 4 in the morning in Sweden. Because he is now in America.
I am.
One of us.
I am. One of you.
He has an American flag phone case.
Yeah, that is correct.
That is right.
He's well on his way to being a true American.
Yeah, my mom gave it to me.
Living in L.A.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's right, Santa Monica.
Just started streaming in, what, like a couple weeks ago?
No. I've only been streaming for like a week. Mm. So it hasn't been that long, but it feels good to be back. Got my new setup here and everything. It's nice.
Any Time Warner issues?
Not yet, no, because Scott already gave me like the down low on like what to. You need to buy their own gear because their gear is not good. So I got that right off the bat. Yeah, signed with them. Got it installed and everything, and then I got a paper in the mail that said that I could get FiOS here. So I was like, oh, cool. Nice. So now I have to, like, at some point, I'm not going to... I mean, I haven't had any issues with Time Warner so far, but eventually...
As soon as you do, you'll switch.
Yes.
You'll pay the $500 cancellation fee or whatever it is.
Yeah. As soon as I get that, I'll just switch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's good. That was the first thing I thought of when I knew you were moving. I was like, man, Swedish internet, though.
Yeah, the internet switch. Yeah.
Rough.
Oh, yeah. And another thing that's funny is that you need a modem, right? I mean, well, you do need a modem because the way the internet and everything comes in is through that,
yeah,
through the cable, right? Yeah, we have Ethernet in the wall in Sweden.
Really?
Yeah, so we just, like, whenever I'm having issues with my internet, they always, like, oh, plug it straight in the wall so we can make sure that's not the modem or the router messing up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, so as soon as I got out of here, I was like, what, I need this? I'm like, yes.
We're doing everything wrong in this country.
And what is you can rent? What do you mean you can rent their equipment? Like, what? That's so scummy.
Oh, rent their equipment. No, that's not okay.
That's American business. Okay.
Don't
it's
ever
all
do that.
Scummy.
No, I did terrible.
Yeah, I actually did that. I don't know if I mentioned on the cast, but when I was at home, I saw that my parents were paying that rental fee, and I was like, you can just buy a modem, and then we'll get rid of, you know, the $8 charge every month, and. Mm-hmm. So we got a, you know, just went out to Best Buy, got a modem. I called Time Warner up, but because they have phone service through Time Warner, they have to keep the modem. Mm-hmm. So they took the charge off, but they still have the modem. I was like, this is the dumbest thing. Like, this is just pure profiteering. So they now have two modems. They have one for the phone that Time Warner owns, and now they have the one they own for the for internet.
Wow.
I actually, when I got cable back, they forced me to put my Verizon modem back on for some reason. They were like, you're not going to get your guide on your cable without it. I was like...
It's a big loss.
but like, why? I don't. So now I have two routers sitting by my computer right now. My Netgear one, and like a 5-year-old Verizon piece of shit.
Did you actually test it to see if you didn't get your guide?
I should one of these days. I've already had one outage since it's been back on, and I never have outages. So, like, I'm already distrustful of this thing. But, yeah. Otherwise, you know. So, it's been good. It's been a good month. What, month and a half that you've been here now?
I came in just before New Year's. It's been really good so far. Weather's really nice.
Your first New Year in the country?
It wasn't my first. It was my second New Year's.
Oh, yeah. You were here for school for a while.
Yeah. 6 months. It's been really nice. The weather's really nice. There's no snow. There's no snow.
Yeah.
That's like it's a really beautiful place too. There's a lot of shit to do. You just go walk down by the ocean. It's nice.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, you guys don't think it's hot, but it's like it's actually, well,
for I thought it was hot. People I was here in California. It was really hot.
Yeah,
it was like 78 or 79, which is hot because in San Francisco we don't get any hotter than like 70 or 75 in the summer.
Yeah, Fahrenheit. I don't, but yeah, sure. I gotta learn Fahrenheit now. Oh,
you do? Yes, you do.
The worst.
Yeah, it was a balmy 45 today in Pittsburgh. A little heat wave going on.
It's 58, dude.
Oh wow! Oh, it really was hot today.
It was. It's nice. Of course, I went to IKEA. Orb's family took care of my kids for a bit.
Saw your tweet. Yeah,
thanks for that, dude.
Yep. Happy to help, dude. Happy to help. Anytime. Come by anytime, dude. We got you.
The great people there. It was the busiest I've ever seen it. It was insanity.
Yeah, Megan was out there today.
Yeah, I guess tax return season. So, like, the lines were, like, easily 20 people deep. It was a huge mistake.
So.
Damn.
VidGams. Orb, what video games have you been playing?
Video games.
we're not doing the section where we talk about other stuff.
Yeah, sorry. I don't usually do this. Scott's actually been here for a good chunk of podcasts in a row, so I'm like not used to this. Did anyone do anything interesting this week? Anything?
Oh God, no.
God,
that's
no.
So sad. I'm like, no.
You cooked a dinner.
I haven't done anything.
Yeah, no. Actually, yesterday we had this big Italian family dinner. At my friend's house.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that was actually. I think it went pretty well.
Meat sauce.
Yeah, how was that sauce, dude?
It was go fuck yourself. Was how it was. It's pretty all right. I think the gravy turned out pretty good. Everybody seemed to enjoy it, and I immediately passed out afterwards because I haven't like carb loaded in a long time. And anytime you make Italian food, it's literally just nothing but carbs. It's like, hey, I'm going to eat all this pasta in this gravy. Gravy! And then I'm going to dip some bread in that gravy.
Try to make gravy happen. It's fine. It's not going to.
It's going to.
No, it won't happen. Go back to Philly.
About it. And, it was a good time. It was really it. I just cooked like a big ass Italian family dinner.
Nice. All right. Anybody else? Do anything cool this week? I did
I
not.
I drove bathroom up to Lake Tahoe. Go.
You?
Go, John.
I bought bathroom decor, which was great. I was really excited to go to boutique furniture stores and buy decor for my restroom where I just defecate everywhere. It's really enthralling.
I just picture John just shitting all over his bathroom. Like,
did you get the decor
not like a normal
so that you could? Like, I mean, I don't. Is it to make you more regular or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
red is a soothing color for me. Yes, helps to relax.
I attempted to drive to Lake Tahoe.
You attempted?
And,
attempted?
Well, I mean, like, I ended up getting there, but it's normally like a 3, maybe 3.5 hour drive. We left at 3 p.m. We got there just before 11 p.m.
Oh, God.
Because it has been raining in the Bay Area all weekend. And I'm not talking, like, you know, showers. I'm talking, like, legitimate, hard, thunderstormy type rain. probably the hardest rain I've ever seen here. And so it was raining the whole way there, not a big deal. But then when we were getting close to our destination, we were seeing signs that said that you had to have chains for your tires. And I've never, like, I don't own chains. I've never done that to my car. So we were starting to get concerned. And we were like, well, maybe we don't need them. So, you know, like, maybe they're only required for trucks. All these things are going through our mind. And we decided to stop before we got to this supposed, like, checkpoint or something and ask about chains. Sure enough, they were saying that, like, yes, everyone past this point is required to have them. So we were like, great. So can we have chains? And she asked for her tire size. I give her my tire size. I own a Ford Escape. This woman was amazed at the size of my tires. She was like, are those stock? She was like, that is a really weird tire size. Like, I've never seen tires like that before. And she didn't have our size. I was like, if you don't have our size, like, what sizes do you have? This is a very common vehicle. Anyway, she was... So we had to turn around and go back about 10 miles and get chains for the car, learn how to put on chains on the car. Anyway, long story short, it was terrible, but then also kind of fun. It's like driving through a snowstorm with chains on my car going like 15, 20 miles an hour. So yeah, it was like a white knuckle drive the whole way. And yeah, so we finally got there and it was really nice, but... we had quite a time trying to get there. So I don't recommend it. If you see that you're going to have to like put chains on your car, just be like, "Eh, I guess we'll stay home."
Yeah, I don't even do that here.
That's not a pleasant experience. I've had to do that.
No, and it was like it was sleeting while we're trying to put them on. Right. So we could see, like, it was an actual checkpoint. There was a dude standing there, and he would not let you pass without chains on your car or without, like, verifying that you had four-wheel drive and snow tires. I've never seen that before, but I guess it was a good thing because once we actually got past that checkpoint and we were sort of getting up towards the summit of the mountain, like, it was very snowy, very treacherous. So, I mean, I was glad I had them on, but it was also just a terrible experience.
Jeez, I thought my trip to Wendy's in the ice the other night was treacherous, but...
Please tell me you got a Frosty.
I just got a
better
too.
Frosty.
I didn't get Frosty.
Come on, would have been so appropriate for the setting.
It was a treacherous fucking trip for the mile that it took. But yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, that was the worst part, is that we were probably only maybe 10 or 15 miles away from the cabin we were at. And that last 15 miles took us like 2 hours.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
We're back.
I drove that mountain pass in the crew. It wasn't that hard in the crew. it was not as difficult.
The crazy thing is, though, that it was basically raining the entire weekend, and it was raining our whole drive back today too, like really hard rain. So I'm just, gosh, I'm completely exhausted because I've driven like 12 or 13 total hours over this weekend, and all of it in like the best conditions we had were like light rain, which is still, you know, you still
so
have
you're
to
just
pay
like
a lot of attention to
the road. Concentrating your ass off the whole time you're driving.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'm basically like looking at the cars in front of me, trying to make sure they're not hitting any big puddles or anything. Because like I was surprised that there were a lot of big puddles in the road when you're going 60 miles an hour, and it's very scary when you think that you're going to start hydroplaning because you hit a little patch of water.
Yeah.
We don't really get that as much in Texas, I guess, because it rains so often that. That like the roads, you know, if there's something on the highway that's dangerous, they generally fix it. But I guess here they don't get that kind of rain very often. So it was, I don't know, it was bad. I did not enjoy it.
Joel, you won't have to deal with that in LA.
No, cool.
Yeah, LA is nice.
Put on my nice winter tires.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna have to put on chains. The LA
I'm
suburbs.
Going around with chains anyway.
Unless you really want to.
You never know.
It looks raw. Just to be that guy.
No one will understand the significance of that practice because they live in LA and they don't know what snow is. So they'll think that you're just having like a badass car because things are generally more badass when they're covered in chains.
Didn't the LA area get some snow this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Crazy. Isn't it just like the mountaintops?
No, it was like in legit city area, SoCal area somewhere. I don't know if it was LA itself, but yeah, damn. I remember seeing pictures of it on Twitter. People must have been freaking the hell out with that.
Probably.
Nice. Global warming is a goddamn joke. It doesn't exist. That's my proof.
So, anyone else? Interesting shit. Vid games.
I mean, I got some interesting news. I can't share it in entirety, but I was a last minute invite to a panel at PAX East. 2 days after I decided I wasn't going to apply for a media badge conveniently. But anyway, it worked out, so I got my media badge. They took pity on me, and I will be on a mystery panel at PAX East this year. So anybody going, be happy to meet up with you.
There you go.
Fine.
Yeah. More details to come.
I will not be going to PAX East this year.
You won't?
Nope.
Oh. Are you going, Brandon?
We have a new hire starting right before then, and we need to have somebody in the office rather than having everybody go permanently. So I figured I should, since everybody else had already made plans to go, I will have them go, and then I will not miss Prime or BlizzCon because those are the best events of the year, and somebody will have to miss.
I'll drink enough for John. Don't worry.
I will give you my credit card if you would like to give me the miles for that.
Spend sure.
You would like. I can spend your money.
It's not mine. I just get free flights for it.
Okay. I'm still good with that.
All right. Well, VidGams, there you go. Bob will be. I don't think any other Baby Mod staff people are going to be there at all, at least.
It's so close to so many of you.
I know. I just fucking hate Boston. I'm not going to go over it again, but I just fucking do not like Boston. That is like my
Seattle's the best, dude. Just fucking. Yeah. Seattle's so good.
Gone to Prime for sure.
So rainy, though. That's like. I get depressed.
It has
rain.
Never rained when we've been there for
it's
PAX.
It's been beautiful
not one time.
Like.
Last 3 years I've been there, or 2 years. It was beautiful.
It's been raining?
No, it's never rained when I was there.
If it did,
what was the last time I went to Prime? I went to Prime like...
You've only been there once when I've been there, and it was not raining. I think you might have went the year before I went there for the first time.
Well...
But it's never rained when we were there. It's always been gorgeous.
It for sure rained last time I was there. Whatever
not
that was.
Not much, yeah. If it did. Not much.
I
it
do remember. I do distinctly
year, but...
remember walking down the street with you at like 2 a.m. from the Hawken party, just completely annihilated. I do remember that happening.
I remember that, and I wanted to steal your Twitch hoodie before they came out. I remember that. Okay, yeah, it wasn't raining then, but yeah, whatever.
Right, video games, sometimes we play them.
You go, Dan.
Oh, you want me to go first?
You go.
All right,
go.
I'll go. what did I play this week? I played a whole bunch of NHL 15 on stream this week because I'm having a blast streaming that game.
Are they adding any of the old game modes in, or should I not play it?
Don't buy it. Wait till 16, unless you already bought
it. I think I already have it, but I didn't purchase it, so it doesn't matter.
But yeah, 2015, they took out a bunch of the modes, and then again... But the gameplay is fantastic, and so I'm down with it. I logged on to WoW just to do my garrison missions because I'm addicted to doing garrison missions. I don't do anything else.
Fun, by the way.
I log in for 5 minutes, send my dudes out, and then log off. That's all I do. I'm paying $15 a month to do that. 5 minutes a day, log off, never touch it again.
That's why I only get sucked back in it.
I know.
Because like, that's what it will end up being for me.
I know.
Becoming less and less of a game.
Yeah.
Y'all playing Farmville.
Yeah,
I only log in to Raid. Like, I log in Tuesdays and Thursdays to Raid. I log in every day once to do my garrison missions, and I get my $15 worth out of it just for 6 hours of raiding a week.
I've also been playing a lot of CSGO just in casual to try to train my hand to work correctly in that game again. I've been thinking of rebinding my walk and crouch keys just to see if that will help more. But
yeah, probably.
But it's been going okay. Getting used to it. Obviously casual isn't isn't, you know, ranked, but I don't feel comfortable with going into ranked yet. But at least
and you shouldn't. Thank God you don't, okay? Thank God you don't, because there's people that are. Reese and Cash will exist.
So, but I miss matchmaking a lot. I miss it a lot. I'm hoping I can train my hand to get used to it again. I finally played H1Z1 this week. Ended up buying it under some peer pressure. Looks like we lost John. I think he comes back here.
He's been gone for a long time.
H1Z1 is not finished. clearly, but it was pretty fun once we got into a group, but it was extremely frustrating trying to find people. I found it more frustrating than DayZ, even to meet up with people.
Have you tried Battle Royale?
I have not yet.
Oh my God, you will find loot, like you will find a gun in every house. You will find rifle ammo, cars working everywhere.
Should try that then.
Trust me.
I was really frustrated with it. Once we all got together in a giant posse, it was awesome. There were like 12 of us.
You just run everybody? Just yeah. Run over everybody.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like we were actually playing the game. We were just doing stupid shit and having fun. Well, so,
yeah. I think that's really all about?
We definitely were not focusing on the survival aspect of the game. It was like...
We did kill Cass.
A couple times.
She tried to meet up with us, and someone just shot her in the face.
It was hardballer first.
Just and like, then, the first time it was hardballer.
Who is this person running to us? Oh, right. Shit.
So hardballer murders her, and then a couple minutes later she comes back. This is after Mike's been screaming at hardballer for killing Cass, and then he goes and does it too.
Yeah.
Does it again. But I don't know. I guess it could be fun. I'd like to wait for it to... I don't know why I found it so much harder to get around than DayZ. Like, DayZ, I felt like I could get around almost right away.
I just felt like the
landmarks of where cities are was much more distinguishable in DayZ.
I agree with that. I had the reverse
experience with that, to be honest with you.
Because the map is way smaller in H1Z1 than the map in DayZ. And it's going to get bigger, but, like, I just found it... Like, I knew exactly when I spawned on the coast which direction to go in DayZ.
But did you, when you were trying to find your pals, did you use the location thing and then go on the map?
Yeah, and it kept...
But it's so easy if you do that, though.
I kept doing respawn just to get closer and got spawned in the same spot, like, 10 times in a row at one point. Like,
but if you do your location, go on the map, and then you do their location, you will literally see two dots on the map and in what direction they're pointing.
Well, yeah. I know that, but I still found it harder than DayZ. Like, DayZ, I'd be like, I'm by this town, and then you can immediately tell it's that town. I couldn't tell which direction I was going half the time in H1Z. It was like the landmarks of the land itself was more difficult to navigate. But I don't know why I found it that way, but I just did. Like, that's totally a personal preference thing. But the crafting and stuff is great. Like, that stuff is all really good.
You have the Discover and everything.
And, like, the inventory that works like an inventory should work. And,
yeah.
All that stuff. That was pretty good. What else did I play this week? I played a lot of Isaac this week, but that's every week. I think of what else I... Oh! I played Battlefield Hardline.
How's that?
So, like, it's only a Battlefield game because it has the word Battlefield in it. Like, otherwise, it's not at all. The way I describe Hardline is it's like Apple made a Battlefield game. Like, everything in the game is, like, flattened and minimal, and, like, it looks like they went and designed this thing. There's some really fun modes in it, but it's like, it's not worth $60, that's for sure. Like, as we've been saying the whole time since it's been announced, if it was a $40 expansion pack, like a Reaper of Souls type equivalent thing, the BF4, it would have made more sense. But as it is, like, it is just clearly a cash grab at $60 with its own season pass. Like, there is actually a mode that's just called Conquest, just the same as BF4, just some new maps.
Right.
Every gun felt like a laser gun to me. The shotgun has range like a cruise missile shotgun. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
You can shoot from forever away. Like, hotwire mode, though, like, when that thing hits $30, I will probably buy it. Hardline. Because hotwire mode is that fun. That mode is insane.
What do you do in hotwire mode?
So, hotwire mode, it's like domination or conquest, sort of, but the points are moving vehicles.
Yeah. So, like, there's, and you have to drive them at a certain speed, too.
Yeah, you have to keep them at a certain speed after you capture them, and the other team tries to blow them up. And then when you blow them up, they respawn, like, instantly, so that someone else can take the point.
So think of a moving domination.
Yeah.
It's constantly moving.
It's fucking crazy. It's super fun. You can, like, hit Z to hang out the side of the car and, like, shoot people and stuff. But that is a really fun mode. It's just like playing in a Michael Bay movie. It's like what Hotwire is.
A glitchy Michael Bay movie.
Yeah. Just explosions and cars driving everywhere. And, like, there's some stuff that's really out of place, though. Like, you can get snipers up on top of buildings and just RPG cars from, like, 500 feet away and stuff like that, which is, like, there's no point. There's no place for that in that game type. Like, you should be down on the ground in this insanity, but you're able to do that. Like, that's a thing they put in, which didn't make a lot of sense to me. But I don't know. I think for $30, it would have been great. It's like a BF4 expansion, like $30 or $40. But it really is just straight up, let's make this thing, like, and then charge $60 more for it on top of the Battlefield game that we already have. You could have put all these. It actually looks worse than Battlefield 4 as well.
Yeah, I mean, I played it briefly. I wasn't impressed with it at all. And honestly, like, so the price tag is offensive, but the content of the game I felt was offensive. Like, the audio clips and the in-game characters talking about the other team, like,
it was weird.
Profanity-laced Michael Bay that's glitchy. That's what you get with Hardline. Seriously, I... Like that Snap Judgment said, I was like, it's $60. Everybody's going to buy it. They're going to play it for 2 weeks and get bored. That's that's how Battlefield games work. So
the thing is, though, that I'm not, like, I'm not even sure that will happen with this one, because I think a lot of people feel the same way that Dan does. Well, that, I mean, a lot of us do, that this really should just be an expansion. Like, should be $30, maybe $40. Mm-hmm. Because it basically, like, it is an expansion. You could put it out as an expansion. They've just chosen not to. So I don't think there's going to be that many people picking it up for $60, because it is so transparent that, like, they decided not to make it an expansion so that they could charge more money for it.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to have to vote with their wallet, to coin your phrase, and we'll see what happens. But I have no doubt.
It was made by a different studio. It's not made by DICE. It's made by Visceral, the Dead Space guys, but... like I said, that hotwire mode is fun as fuck. Like, it's so scummy. Like, everything about it is so scummy.
Yeah.
I think you can get people to pay $30 or $40 for one killer mode, you know, in a, mm-hmm. in a new, like, a new expansion. I just don't think, I don't know that you can get people to pay $60 for basically wanting one new thing, like one new twist on Battlefield.
Yeah.
There's also a heist mode. Along with just regular conquest.
Heist is fun.
Yeah, heist is pretty fun. You have to, if you're the criminals, you have to, like, do a payday style, like, break into a vault and then get bags of money and then get them to an escape point. And it's pretty fun. It's really chaotic, just like Hotwire mode. It's much more, everything about the Hardline is just more chaotic than BF4. It's 32 player max instead of 64, but... yeah, I don't know. The driving's kind of shitty, too. The driving's not great, even though that you're in vehicles like half the game. Just not very good driving.
Yeah, I felt that, too.
Yeah. I felt like I needed an Xbox controller to drive the cars, and then I would, like, switch if I had to shoot. but it was. But yeah, that's about all I played, I think. Yeah. Oh no, I played Apotheon too. That was a new game that I played.
What was that?
It is a Metroidvania, so like Castlevania Metroid style game. For those that don't know what that means, 2D sort of, but with some Dark Souls type combat in it. Even though it's 2D, like you can stagger your enemy, you can get staggered, you can break their shield, break their poise. Blah, you would love this game. You'd absolutely love it.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it.
Yeah. Do you have a PS4? I don't know. No. I didn't know if you did or not. It's free on PSN this month if you have PSN Plus.
And it's only on PS4?
No, it's on every platform. But
oh, okay. Like,
I was going to save people if they want it for PC, definitely get it for PC, but if you have a PS4, it's free.
Well, I was going to ask if it's on PS3. Because I have, I do no, have PSN Plus. No, but
DuckTales Remastered is. Transistor is on PS3 free this month as well. Some really good games this month. But Apotheon is awesome. I beat the first couple bosses. It's really, really difficult, as most Metroidvanias are. It's all done in this cool sort of ancient Greek art style. So, but like, it's like you're playing on the side of one of those Greek pots, you know? Like a piece of Greek pottery. It's very cool. Definitely check it out. And you can play local co-op as well, which is cool, which I haven't done yet. Apotheon. If you like Dark Souls, if you like Metroid, you should definitely pick it up. I think it's $15, maybe $20 on Steam. So, pretty cool.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes. You're really low. You weren't really low before.
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?
There you go. Now you're good.
Are we still doing games we played? Sorry, my power
went
out.
We just started. I was the first one. I was the first one to go. We talked about some Hardline. Blah. What did you play this week?
Talked about it a little bit before the cast started, but I just started playing, last night, Darkest Dungeon.
Heard so much hype. So much hype.
Yeah, it's really, taken off on the site, and a lot of people that I follow have been playing it, and it just seemed right up my alley. It's kind of JRPG-like, with very heavy roguelike elements. Basically, it's very stylized, and the animation's a little, like, janky at times, but the art style's so good, it's just hard to ever not look at this game and just really appreciate it. And I'm trying to think of like where to start. There's just so much to it. Basically, you're like a fucking uncle or some shit writes a letter to you saying like, hey, we dug up some demons underneath our family property and we unearthed ungodly abominations. Please help us, please. And you set off with a bunch of adventurers and you hire all these mercenaries and stuff, try to retake it. And basically, you hire these people like off the bandwagon who are like all coming to this town because they hear that there's like treasures to be found and glory to be had, and they just basically you send them deeper and deeper into the dungeon to try to get to the end. And the thing is like they are very, very fragile, both physically and mentally, so you have to take care of both them, you know, make sure they don't die, but also that they don't go insane. And the further the game goes on, the more like sort of mental illnesses they gain and mental frailties. It's very RNG heavy. It's very luck based, very strategy based. Really, really fun. Highly recommend it to anybody, or at least watch a Twitch stream just to see what's up with it. Really fun. That's all I've been playing that's new. Oh, I played a little bit of H1Z1, but that game's just, it's okay. It's just, it's a game of moments. It's a game where you have to make your own fun.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, like, I had fun the first time playing it, but after I signed off that night, I kind of looked back and was like, what exactly did I accomplish in this game? I did fucking nothing. I sat around gathering, like, more food than my character will ever be able to eat before he dies, and now I have nothing else to do. Like, because I was basically just waiting for Cass, like, after Cass got murdered, like, 400 times, a whole bunch of people dispersed. Basically, our whole group like moved out. We stuck together for a little while, and kind of one by one, people started falling off, going to bed. It was really late, and then it just got down to basically just like me and Cass. But Cass was having PC issues, so her internet couldn't connect to anything but Skype. So she was basically sitting there talking to me while I like narrated what I was doing while she was reconnecting to the game, and never managed to swing that. So it was just, I don't know. I wasn't less too impressed with it. I was like, yeah, it's fun, but I don't think I'll be playing unless it's like a bunch of people who have like a goal in mind.
Yeah. All right. Joel, what vid games have you been playing?
So I've been playing like a little bit of everything since I came back. I mean, you have to realize I was gone for a month for video games. A month. It's a long time. So I played a little bit of everything, like obviously the staples for me, like a little bit of COD, a little bit of CS, but then also did H1Z1. I really like it as far as like compared to DayZ. I'm having way, way, way more fun in H1Z1 than I ever did in DayZ.
Yeah, it's way more polished.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you have trouble finding, like, I don't know, guns and stuff, definitely try that Battle Royale mode that we talked about earlier. Like, it makes it a whole lot more intense and fun. So I played that, played Hardline. It's like, that's my review. Like, I mean, I could really just play Battlefield if I wanted the experience.
Yeah.
Like, two games of Hearthstone, a little bit of Dying Light, not really sold on that game. Don't Starve Together, though. Really big on that. Don't Starve Together. I thought that Don't Starve was awesome. I just wanted to share the experience and like play with people. So I definitely felt they needed co-op and multiplayer. So Don't Starve Together, been playing that. Really enjoy that. That's about it. A little bit of everything.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bob?
I actually had a lot of time to game this week, surprisingly. So I played Hardline, as mentioned, H1Z1, as mentioned. I did join Hex and Sean for a bit on Hex's Steam Roulette stream, which didn't quite go as well as it should have. But that was a pretty cool format, and I hope he does it again. But we tried.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a super good idea.
He's got a ridiculous library, so you know, I had encouraged him to install things ahead, and it just didn't work out. But so we tried to play Brink.
This is the best, actually.
And it got to the point where we would have had to all log into our routers and forward ports, and we're like, fuck it. So
we discovered Wednesday that this is going to sound actually somewhat crazy. Some of you will be like, well, yeah, obviously it's a dead game. There are literally no Brink servers now.
None.
It's not even a matter of, like, usually even if a game is, like, dead as fuck, there's, like, one or two, there's a couple going.
Do you mean there were no populated servers or no servers?
There were none in the server browser.
Wow. Nothing.
Even last, what was it? Last, not this Extra Life, but the one before, there were still servers. So like a year and a half ago, there were still, they had no people in them, but they were up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare. Like there are old games where you can at least still find servers up. There might not be anyone playing, but people are just running those servers because, you know, like, those games, it doesn't take any resources to run them.
Yeah.
But wow, I don't know that I've run across a game, like, in recent memory where there has been no servers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was a pretty big disappointment, so we did not get to play.
I mean, there's only one path forward here. We're going to have to start
set up a Brink server.
Get Sean to get the linode started.
Done. Done. We'll get that set up. So we abandoned Brink, and then we decided to move on to Rise of the Triad. And it took a little bit of working through, but we got into a game, just the three of us, obviously. And that was fun for a bit. What else have I played? I've been trying to beat Austria Score on Super Galaxy Squadron here and there, and it's not working out for me on Endless Mode, of course. I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah.
I'll pimp it out one more time this week. Super Galaxy Squadron. You guys should go check it out if you like shmups. Also, all the proceeds from that game go to charity. So check it out on Steam. It's like $6. So.
Oh, that reminds me. No, there's one more game that I played. It's called Besiege. It's on Steam. Yeah, it's $7. And basically you create a siege engine. And your task is to destroy something like a small castle or something. That's pretty interesting.
I see it's early access.
Yeah, it's fun.
Based building game.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth $7. Might as well check it out.
By the way, Hex isn't here, but I'll say this for him. He did play Bad Rats. He played several levels of Bad Rats.
He did. It
was one of the worst games ever made, for those who don't know.
Wait, Bad Rats?
Bad Rats, yes.
Oh, it's amazing. My fucking my stream makes me play that all the time. And I suck at it. And I'm like, this is made for kids, and I can't do this. It's the
You're
worst.
Good at Barbie, though. Me and you need to have a Barbie.
Oh, my God. Have you mastered the cupcake level yet? Because I
am not very good at the cupcake.
I have. The cupcake level, you have to... I mean, there's a strategy. I mean, I'm not going to... I'm not going to throw it out. I'll do a video on it.
Washing cats, though. Like, amazing at washing cats. And yeah. Also doing makeup. I'm really good at that.
Yeah. Some people are just born with that talent. It's a talent.
Barbie's Playhouse, folks. Go get it.
Mm-hmm. Get it.
Brandon, what have you been up to this week?
Not a whole lot. Really just playing some Hearthstone this weekend. I had an arena run. I started 0-2. And I went 11 wins straight, and holy I almost shit. Made the almost dream. Made the dream. Almost, I lost the last game, but so that was fun. But I haven't really been playing anything else. I've just been busy this week.
John,
Dota.
You've been on that Dota train, man.
Dota 2. So much Dota 2. And it's the best. I had no idea what I'm doing. But whenever I do kill people and do really well, it gets the shit. You would think that at 150 hours in the game, like, I would know what I was doing, but that's absolutely not the case. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's so appealing to me right now, is that, like, it's something to learn constantly. It's fun. It's good. And I raided this week in WoW. I play WoW. Yeah, it came out this week. I think we killed, like, 5 bosses or something. But it's pretty good. Some of the mechanics are really cheesy. It's like going back to old Knack with like Hagen the Unclean, like move out of the things on the ground. It's the whole mechanic of the fight. But it's fun.
All right.
Real quick, I did finish Wolfenstein the New Order.
Yes.
Which is just really good. It's a really good game.
I'm glad you went and finished that, because it's so worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely was. And I was further along than I thought.
We told
story.
You were close.
Yeah. I had no idea. But the story is really good. Like, I think the story is pretty solid the whole way through. And the last couple fights were a little bit, like, it took me a little while to figure them out. But then it wasn't bad.
Yeah, the last boss at first, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's actually super easy. But... All right, we're going to take a quick 2-minute commercial break, guys, and then we will be right back with a little bit of news. Sit tight.
Shut the fuck up, Anion.
Upset. Ooh, podcast question. New ones came in.
Fucking Anion.
Well, I died to Satan in Binding of Isaac Rebirth on the pre-show, and Satan had no health left in his bar, and I died on a hard mode Satan run. I was a bit livid. I was a bit livid. Took me a little bit to even want to start the Skype call. It's like, this is... I don't know if I have a hard mode Satan kill with Isaac, but... To see nothing left in the health bar and have the boss still be alive, upsetting. Like, his blood, the animation of him dying started as the death screen came up. Apparently I failed within seconds. I'm reading this new email here.
I'm sad I didn't get to watch the Survivor games.
It was so good, dude.
I know. I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
Dude, John was like, the lino, it's holding. It's holding. Just barely, dude. I've never seen that many people on multi-stream. Like,
it's the perfect use case.
Yeah. Like 900 concurrent at one point was the highest. I was like, he's like, she's holding. She's holding steady. I was like, if we got to buy something more, just tell me. But it held, and it was like that for several hours, and like it never went below like 500 current.
It's crazy.
It's like that and Mayanite. Just crazy amounts of people in there.
There's some good questions here.
Grab some more. Wow, that one's freaky. One of the newest ones we got.
I'm going to read up on these. I love that that's in there. What do you want? I think Annie unlinked to this. Fucking.
Oh, that's good.
I fucking love it.
I really wish Scott was here for this one because it's freaky. Scott loves real freaky shit. Real weird occurrences. Just fuck me up, man. Slapsuit Chat asks, thoughts on Mayanite? I don't even know what Mayanite is beyond it being Minecraft.
Minecraft group, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like there's two factions.
Sparkles, Syndicate.
It's like Syndicate versus Sparkles, basically. On, I mean, there's other people who are on the teams, but I don't know what the game point is. But we are back. Time for a bit of news. So Valve obviously been getting very hardcore lately with trying to police competitive CSGO.
Good.
Yeah. With the big bans a couple weeks ago of most of the ex-iBuyPower roster banning from events completely, not just from playing. But then on Friday, they banned 19 more players. It appears almost all European players on this list, but I could be wrong on that. But 19 more players have been banned. And most of them, it's not for life. It'll be reviewed in 2016, it looks like. This is all for match fixing once again. And five more were declared ineligible for ESL1 Katowice, which is coming up in March for like 250K or whatever at that tournament. So, Valve, going in. By the way, if you missed like some of the qualifiers this weekend and some of the Panamera tournament, there was some.
I did miss that.
Godlike. See, Kenny S dropped 50.
He's the best fucking player in the world, dude. It's not even close right now.
I wish he had
that
a team.
Flick shot he hit. What like rivaled Hiko's flick shot when he came through double doors on Dust, but his wasn't luck.
No, like, Kenny knows what he's
it was,
doing.
Yeah. Like, Hiko is an incredible player. He's phenomenal, but that shot was a little lucky. Like, Kenny S was not lucky. It's just like, he's that good. He'll do that 9 of 10 times. Insane. But,
I mean, there's been a lot of sort of, I've seen some anger on Twitter over these bans and things like that as far as what sort of evidence does Valve have, as they didn't really clarify this too much, but I like it. You got to grow up as an esport, and you got to be hardline on this stuff, really. You can't. I don't think.
Anytime money is involved and there aren't controls in place, there's incentive for people to cheat one way or another. Whether you're talking about like a technical solution for a cheat or arranging for somebody
gambling.
To throw. Arranging for somebody to throw a match. I mean, I don't keep up with the scene, so I don't really. I guess I don't have a lot to judge here, but really, in anything, when money is involved, somebody's going to find a way to circumvent and to make more money off of it than they should.
Yeah. Did you see the game the Epsilon team apparently threw, though, Dan? I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but like they won like $18. Like each player only won like $18 in skins.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Why?
I throw for that.
I'm going to risk everything for $18.
Like, my whole backpack's worth $18, but still.
Bet it up.
It was like,
they were like, yeah, we're going to bet big, and they bet like a FAMAS Doom Kitty. Like, you're not going to.
No, they did bet go, big. Boys. It's just the odds weren't worth betting on, so they didn't win shit.
I'm getting rich.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of great. I've seen people say, well, why don't they just crack down on CSGO Lounge? I mean, I don't think that you have any jurisdiction to do so. I mean, just a service.
I don't think they can tell people they can't bet. I do think that they can ban people for throwing matches.
They'd have to kill their API. I mean, yeah. Valve makes that API available for a reason. And Valve, honestly, like, this is exactly what Valve wants. This is like the kind of emergent behavior that Valve loves. It's just that this one, like this example, happens to have some huge negative consequences because of the way that it's affecting the scene.
CSGO Lounge, is it US based?
No, it's global.
Yeah, it's
global. No, I mean, like, where?
No, it's
where's
not.
There in Poland?
No,
Poland, I think.
Okay. But, I mean.
The thing is, though, is like this stuff, I believe there's Dota betting as well. I'm not sure. I know that there's like Dota 2 Lounge or whatever,
dude,
but.
Virgin has their own platform for betting.
Yeah. The reason that it's so bad in CSGO is because the market value of items is so inflated. Like in Dota, you can get a pretty decent set, like a full set for a hero, for like $2.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you can
damn $75 or $80 in CSGO.
Well, the whole thing is like players should fucking know better. Like. You know, you shouldn't be
throwing I think that's why. I think it's just like people didn't think about the severity of what they were doing, and they were just like, "Oh, you know what? This match doesn't really matter to me. Like, I'll make some money on it, and like, who cares?" And I think now the pro players will be smart enough going forward that they won't risk their career for it. Like, I think with what Valve is doing now, it's like you'd have to be stupid to try this again. Because Valve has all the evidence anyway. Like, you can't trick them if they're looking into it, and you can bet now that they will look really closely into all the pro players' Steam accounts to make sure that there's nothing fishy going on.
Well, and the prize pools are just going to keep getting bigger. Like, these kids need to think, you know, next year, there's going to be $1 million CS tournaments. I can almost guarantee it. There's going to be an international or something. Like, this game is getting way too big, way too fast for there to not just be one huge, massive global tournament for millions of dollars. And I'm sorry, but a fucking stat track op Asimov is not worth your opportunity to compete in an event like that. Even if you lose, the fact that you're competing on a scale that's that enormous and a scale that really impacts like the public opinion of esports. Like you're very crucial to the future of esports if you're participating in an event like that. Mm-hmm. For you to do that for a fucking $70 skin, like that doesn't actually change the game at all. It's like it's batshit insane.
What's crazy to me is that the precedent was set too in like, you know, real sports have dealt with this for a very long time. I mean, Pete Rose got banned for life. From baseball, one of the greatest players of all time, because he bet on games and may have thrown games. A lot of it was even unsubstantiated, and MLB has still banned him for life. And he'll never make it in the Hall of Fame, even though he's one of the greatest of all time. And then that NBA ref a few years ago was betting on games and calling fouls accordingly to make bets go up and down. So, I mean, at least, I don't know if it happens in international sports that often or if there's been a big deal about this. But
I'm sure it's awful in football, like overseas. I'm sure it's terrible.
Because a lot of, like, you know, but in American sports, like, those iBuyPower dudes should have, you know, you've seen the precedent on a much bigger level before. Like, but Valve has to come down hard, though. Like, has to. Especially now, you know, it's starting out, just nip it in the bud. And hopefully this sends the message that you shouldn't be doing
that. I don't think we're going to see that many more examples of this. This is all stuff that's like coming out now that has already happened, you know, months in the past. Like, right. I really don't think any pro player at this point would be dumb enough to try and get away with it now. Because it's just not worth it.
We might see a couple more old ones show up, maybe.
Yeah.
I hope not, but we might. But I agree with Brandon that it's just... Anybody else who does it's just like,
well, you kind of deserve it.
What
at this point
the fuck
you
are
do
you
now.
Doing, man?
So hopefully we don't see more. Everyone should tune in on March 12th to Katowice. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
250K on the line once again. But More news. AMD's new video card should be coming out in the next coming months. They're finishing up some things on them. Apparently they have a... Bob is nodding. That's all I'll say.
The question is, do the new video cards fix their drivers?
God.
So I'm in an abusive relationship with my 7970s. That was a huge mistake. So currently I'm running a 760 instead of my 7970s out of frustration. So
You heard it here. A man is running a single weaker video card instead of his Crossfire AMD setup.
Yeah, well, I was fed up, so I pulled them and put the 760
AMD
in.
Put out these Omega drivers back in, like, November, I think, and they don't recognize the 7970 correctly. Like, they don't work with one of their flagship cards from the last round of video cards that they still technically have out. The R800 is a 7970. Like, it doesn't make any damn sense, but whatever. But hopefully it's good. Competition is always good. So I hope at least they can put out something that can compete a little bit, even causing NVIDIA to cut prices even. But right now the 970 is just too strong at $350 or even less. So it's just a monster of a card. But at least with some of the price changes recently, there's even been some more price changes in the last couple weeks. Brandon and I will have some tough decisions probably this month on the build guides, at least with GPUs.
I'm glad AMD is still, you know, they're being price competitive. It's just like, it's just really hard for me to buy an AMD card unless the price is like way lower. Like, I think that apples to apples, I would take an NVIDIA card over AMD just because of like driver issues historically and still present day sometimes. Yeah. And I think AMD still has a ways to go because like GeForce Experience is actually pretty good.
Show me a modern 9800 Pro and I'll buy that shit. Call it the 9800 Pro too. I might not use it, but I'll buy it. I'll leave that shit sit on my desk.
I mean, the most frustrating thing is that the AMD former ATI people actually do make some really good hardware, and they have some really great ideas for what that hardware should do, and then it feels like their driver team is just shit.
I'm telling you, Catalyst Shed guy, he's still going at it. Sitting out there, they're feeding him water.
It's hard for me to think that stereotype is not still kind of true, at least in comparison to like what NVIDIA is spending on the driver development and the application development for GeForce Experience and all of that. Like, they are just, in my opinion, blowing AMD out of the water with that stuff.
And they're doing other cool shit, like even shit that I don't really use or care about, like the NVIDIA Shield and like all this other stuff, like G-Sync, like all of this cool shit that they're doing on top of just having everything better.
Yeah. So hopefully they put up some kind of fight here in the coming months. They had no answer for the 900 besides doing some price cutting, but hopefully.
Well, so that's the thing. They have to stick around and they still have to sell in volume in order to be a competitor for NVIDIA, to force NVIDIA to actually do something novel or impressive. Otherwise, NVIDIA at this point really could pretty much rest on their laurels, even with what's coming with DX12. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that AnandTech article that I had retweeted a couple days ago, but DX12 looks like it's going to be massive.
Pretty huge improvement.
without AMD,
for their competition, it still comes down to horsepower, and like AMD is good at that. They're good at making a card that has crazy specs and forces NVIDIA to keep developing. I just wish that they put that hardware to use the same way that NVIDIA does.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about the internet earlier when we were talking about Joel's transition from Swedish internet to Time Warner. But this week, the FCC has agreed to, they're going to try to regulate telecom providers as utilities now under Title II. A lot of people see this as a really big step forward in net neutrality and trying to regulate that and keep the internet free and open. We're yet to see if that will actually come of it. There's lots of pros and cons bandied about. But you can check out our article on it on kmod.com. There's tons and tons of press coverage on this, obviously. It's going to be a while before that actually goes into place, because almost certainly Verizon and Time Warner and Comcast and stuff will sue. And
AT&T has already said they're going to sue. They've laid out the grounds by which they're going to sue. Yeah. So it won't. I don't know that we'll see meaningful change for a while, but I mean, I hope that we get some common sense net neutrality stuff out of this.
Yeah, keeping the internet free is a good thing overall. I can feel Sean getting upset from wherever he is right now. But anyway,
well, the thing with this is, like, the devil's in the details. There's still enough time for like corporate interests to get their fingers in and like make enough changes to where this becomes sort of a toothless, you know, like toothless regulation. But we just have to hope for the best.
Well, this could also go for the worst. Like, this is not sunshine and rainbows. Like, do you guys have any other unlimited utilities? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean by common sense, though. Like, yeah. You can't... Yeah. Calling it a utility, basically, like, it's just that it's recognizing that it is essential for people. And it should be available. It should be, like, reasonably priced. All of that stuff, like, that... From that perspective, it makes sense to be a utility. It doesn't make sense as a metered utility by bandwidth.
Right. Yeah, but you know that the ISPs are going to go that direction. You force their hand right. In one way, they're going to be like, okay, you know what? You're going to start paying for your metered usage.
Well,
no.
That would be a poor
outcome.
I mean, they did it with the wireless carriers already. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Keep your eyes on that, though. It is important. It's very important. Depending on which way that goes. And in some of the oddest, like, this was out of nowhere. Sony Online Entertainment, which is a game studio that made, you know, EverQuest, H1Z1, which just came out, PlanetSide 2, etc., many games. Sony sold them off last week, and they are now, they were bought by some investment companies, and they're now called Daybreak Games. There was a lot of... SOE's been around for a long time. Like, they have their own expo, which already happened this year, I believe. Or last year, at least. So, I guess they won't be having one this year. But
They might still. I mean, like, Sony lost $2 billion last quarter as a company. They're just selling off assets that cost them a lot of money to run. Because there's really no way to optimize a game studio. Like, it's just going to cost you a fuck ton of money to run it, and you have to hope that the games are going to turn a profit.
So, well, it never... SOE has always struck me as, like, a weird thing for Sony to own, because, like, SOE has put out, over the years, like, a lot of memorable PC games, but they don't even really, like, develop for Sony products.
No. They have PlanetSide, EverQuest, like, all of their large games are not for console at all. Like...
It's just always seemed like a weird relationship. And so, I mean, it surprised me too, but I think it's great, because they were probably held back in some pretty significant ways being part of Sony, and just having that corporate overlord sort of probably telling them what they couldn't do sometimes.
Yeah.
So should be good for them.
Also, yeah. Smedley's the fucking man.
Yeah. He seems pretty positive about it, so. A lot of people were very concerned, though. Obviously, H1Z1 just came out. There's a lot of controversy just involved in that launch. And then the company gets sold off. So a lot of people were a little antsy on the social medias. But looks like, you know, development is continuing on everything. They got bought by some investors. So hopefully they keep on keeping on over there. A couple quick notes. Hotline Miami 2 is confirmed to be releasing in March. Don't have an exact date. They put a creepy answering machine message up to release this information.
Of course they did.
Yeah, of course. Of course Denizron did this. They apparently now have 22,000 voicemails on that on that answering machine, they were saying. So, but yeah, Hotline Miami 2, one of the most highly anticipated games of this year, unless you live in Australia. In which case, you can't buy it.
In which case, you'll really? Go on Steam and you'll VPN to buy it.
Yeah. They it was banned outright in Australia. So, yeah. And in some odd like, surprising news, the original Binding of Isaac is getting new DLC. This is right after Rebirth has come out, and they've already announced some DLC for Rebirth that they're going to be putting out. The original Binding of Isaac is getting some DLC made by Florian Himsel, who's the guy who made the game with Edmund McMillan. He showed off some revamped bosses, different types of items and things like that that he'll get in the game. So no ETA on it getting out, but he is working on it, and that's pretty cool. So the original still is different enough that a lot of people still like to play it. So cool to see them still working on it. New releases this week. February 10th, Evolve comes out. In case you don't know what Evolve is, coming out.
That's weird. They just had a beta, like, you know, real recently. Wow, that's a fast turnaround.
Yeah, crazy. You can also, as we went over their horrible pre-order scheme a couple weeks ago, you can get a free 7-year-old game with your purchase of Evolve. Congrats. So, yeah, Evolve.
If you don't already own Left 4 Dead 2 just by chance, like, you probably just don't play games.
Like, when it was a dollar? Like, maybe you own it from them?
Yeah. So, February 13th, a sequel no one wanted, Lucius 2, is coming out. If anyone remembers Lucius, this was a game where you played as, like, this devil-possessed kid who tried to kill people via accidents. And it was terrible. It was a terrible video game. Like, it got some of the worst reviews. I believe its Metacritic is, like, in the 30s. So, I mean, it's really bad. But they made a sequel, so Lucius 2 is coming out on the 13th. No price on that thing yet, but... yeah. Hey, Diction played Lucius 1, at least. I don't know anyone else who actually dove into that monstrosity.
It looks really bad.
Oh, it looks terrible.
It looks really, really bad. Cool.
But I like to highlight either real bad or real weird games that come out. So Lucius 2 is a thing that's coming out.
Look at this trailer. I'm so... Okay, well...
He's just setting people on fire. And
yeah, I don't...
Graphics don't look very good. Blah is absorbed in a video game. But yeah, we're going to take a quick... 2-minute commercial break, guys. That is it for the news this week. And then it's viewer questions. Quite a lot of interesting ones this week. We'll be back in 2 minutes. The muted blah. Maybe that's why he's quiet.
Nah, he was staring at something.
He's on Gone Wild. He's on Gone Wild.
His mic failed.
Rip a dip.
Poor guy.
Lucius hype. It's like one person.
Can't wait, man.
Yeah, we'll have to do build guides next week for February. Also, guys, don't forget February 21st, Saturday. Little KB Mod Miniland for Extra Life. We'll be live for a lot of hours that day playing video games.
Gang Beasts for 12 hours straight.
Yeah, 12 hours of Gang Beasts. That'll be it.
Orb, have you played that?
I'm not.
Okay, so I mean, it's local multiplayer only.
Yeah, you can only play it.
But get some friends, get some controllers.
Get some friends, you fucking loser.
Listen, I have plenty of online friends, okay? Check my Xbox Live.
It needs...
What was it called, gang?
Gang Beasts. Yeah. Just ridiculous physics.
So I think it's like $15, maybe 20, but man, that game is so much fun.
How can it be? Oh, damn. It's
good.
12 hours of Gang Beasts, gang wrestling beast. Ring only. Yeah.
I'm looking at, yeah.
It's super fun.
We've got a really good highlight.
Let's see Jerma play this.
Hold on, where's that highlight of Mike? Sorry.
I have the Gang Beast montage up on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, on the YouTubes?
Yeah.
Joel, you might be familiar with the YouTubes. I don't know. Have you ever been on the YouTubes?
Yeah. PewDiePie's on there, right? I love him, man.
Yeah. Love his videos, man.
There's this guy, Tabes.
No, I don't know about him. I only know about PewDiePie. Oh. And Markiplier.
Mark.
They're my favorites.
Hold on, wait, here. I'll put it in I'll put it in Skype chat.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You gotta watch that video to completion though. Here, I'll put that in chat as well.
We are back. Wait. Oh, is that my YouTube from back in the day?
What?
Someone just linked an archive. Oh, yeah. Back when I did Black Ops shit. Yeah. That was way back. The Dangle Tangle, man. Tying them weens together. All right. View request. Let me All right. First question comes from @IamCyberWaste on Twitter. With Valentine's Day being this weekend, what would be the best gift to give to get the worst reaction possible? What gift?
I feel this really depends on your significant other.
Depends on your situation entirely. It's like a positive pregnancy test for a lot of people. That's probably a terrible gift.
Oh,
that's a
God.
Terrible gift. Me included.
Divorce
papers?
That's not
possible for you anymore.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That would be really bad.
I think divorce papers would be pretty bad.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
Ugly bathroom decor.
There you go.
That would be the worst. How could you?
A gift card to Golden Corral.
Ooh, that's real bad, actually.
Fucking the Old Town Buffet down there in Southland. Get them free crab legs, bro.
Crab legs at an all-you-can-eat buffet, if it's not in Vegas.
It also has sushi. It also has sushi. They have an in-house sushi chef at an all-you-can-eat buffet. Things I'm not eating include that sushi. God, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Old Country Buffet sushi. Oh my God.
Hey, I just joined a random Dota game to spectate it, and there's a guy in there named Highest Quality Memes.
Hey.
I like that guy.
It's a solid dude right there.
Are they dank? Right? Are they dank?
Yeah, my name's a bag of memes, so.
Wow. Person in chat here. My friend got divorce papers for Valentine's last year. He wasn't that upset.
I'm fine with
it. I guess that one can go either way.
Yeah, all those are good.
God, that would be the worst.
I think.
I've been thinking about divorcing you too.
You gave someone like a fruit basket, except that it was all rotten fruit.
That would be bad too.
That'd be pretty bad.
God, there'd be flies everywhere.
Instead of fruit, there's just poop. just give them a basket of poop.
So that reminds me. Did you guys see that company that's willing to send your enemies glitter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
There's a bunch. You can send your enemy
he sold that
cardboard
company.
Dick.
Yeah, he sold it, right? Or
he sold it for like $60,000. That's like the temp company he started and sold for like very small amounts of money that he's worked on for like a week.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You good, Blah?
You tell me.
Yes, you're good.
Okay.
You're good. I like your beard, by the way.
Thank you. I like your beard.
Can we see your forearms real quick?
For a second. Oh my God.
Oh.
Dear Christ.
Put those away.
He could masturbate the chrome off a trailer.
He's got a hold in there. For the rest of the cast. Oh, well, I've been playing a little bit of
I didn't hear the question, and Google Docs is being a prick to me. So, shitty Valentine's present?
Well, what would be the best gift to give to get the worst reaction possible?
Oh, like if you bought him like a puppy or a kitten and it was dead.
Oh my God!
That's pretty dark.
Like,
that is some dark shit.
Like,
you came up with that way faster.
Especially when like you didn't plan on it. Like you meant to just give them a puppy or a kitten,
but you put them in like a Tupperware container or something.
Yeah, you're really dumb. So then that happens, and then not only is that like a shockingly like horrifying thing to find, but that your relationship is probably over because your significant other probably just realized something about you that they can't unrealize. And that is that you're really fucking stupid.
You're a psychotic son of a bitch.
Or psychotic, one or Jesus. The other. Whatever led to that.
That picture of Orb from Czech.
back in the day.
All right, this is an important question. We've been asked to name pets before, but these are always important. Shrimp Dimension on Twitter. I received multiple cats yesterday and need to name a dude one. You nerd fucks have any ideas? Thanks, XOXO mates. So he has a male cat, and he wants us to name it.
Shrimp, name him Prawn Galaxy.
That's a bit, I mean, just call him Prawny for short.
That yeah, you can call him Prawn. And whenever he's Prawn. Being a little shit, you can call him a fucking pin.
Anyone else? Cat
what are,
names?
What are common cat names
I've
in
Sweden?
I've
never owned a cat.
I always thought you should just name your animal like a people name. It just makes it so much easier.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey just name cat. It fucking Jeffrey, but it's G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. Like
Jeff.
Jeff. My mate Jeff.
Something like Bernard would be good. Maybe like Sebastian wouldn't
Bernie
be bad.
Is a solid
Maybe
cat
Big
name.
Dick Pussy. For instance,
name him Fuck. Come here, Fuck. Come here, Fuck.
Just hey, Fuck. Fuck.
Hey, Fuck.
To be fair, it doesn't matter because it's a cat. It doesn't. You're never gonna say its name,
and it doesn't know its name. It knows tuna cans of tuna fish. It knows.
It doesn't. It doesn't give a shit about you or its identity.
Cats eat you when you die. There is a scientific study done that your cat will eat you within 24 hours of your death, and a dog will not.
Your dog will mourn your death.
So fucked up, though.
I mean,
cats eat you.
Name your cat Bubbles. Mr. Trailer Park Boys.
Wait. Let's go back to the. It thinks it's another cat story. What was the name? Cat? No. What was the name of the guy fingering the cat?
I don't think we knew. I don't think Scott ever revealed that. You can
Scott's
name it Scott.
Friend's brother. That's all.
Okay.
We know.
Well, let's get that name from Scott.
See,
we'll pass that along.
Good one.
Name your cat Chris Hodes.
Chris Hodes. There you go.
Chris Hodes.
Chris Hodes is a good one.
Charles Hodes. Anything really? Carly Hodes. Any of those?
Go Charles, and then you can call him Chuck.
Someone had a really good response for that name the other week. All right, this was a good one, because no one's ever asked us this particular question before. At Midnight Calls on Twitter asked, if you had to live in the aisle of a store for the rest of your life, which aisle and in what store?
Okay, are we assuming that that's just where we live, but we can visit
we can
other
go
places?
Outside of it.
No.
What?
No?
You have to live there.
Oh, you're
like,
stuck
you
in that aisle.
You can't
leave
that aisle. That's
okay.
It. You're like at that aisle for the rest of your life.
God damn. Well, it's got to be a grocery store then, right? I mean,
I don't know. Do you want to live, or do you want to just
I'll
enjoy
eat Doritos your... for the rest of my natural
Yeah, I'm going life. Potato chip aisle myself, personally.
Do you want to enjoy
it
your
Target,
life?
At Target, though, because they have Archer Farms potato chips, which is like they have so many different varieties of flavors. You would never get bored. Right now, I have grilled cheese in
but
my
you'll
cupboard.
Get bored. You'll die.
That's fine. I'm fucking in a grocery store and I live there. Do you think that I care? I went straight
for the veggies. I was like, okay, there's got to be some.
What are the odds that it's actually going to be
veggies?
But you can't, like, you're just going to have to eat the vegetables raw, though.
The bottled water is right at the end of the potato chip aisle in Target.
I mean,
hey, I'm going with the canned food section.
Canned food?
Because they got variety.
And you open the
can. Do you have a can opener?
Well, a lot of them have pop tops now, or jars. Okay. Jars are also there. So, like, you have if you ever get like canned fruit, no canned fruit comes without like a pop top anymore. Yeah, and like honestly, I haven't seen a can of anything that actually requires a can opener, except for like tuna and like really old school Campbell's soup, like the shit that still looks like it's from the 50s.
This is all stupid. How do you prolong your life and eat healthy when you live in a grocery store? Why even answer that question? Why are you thinking?
that deep about it. Think about the most delicious foods you can find that will kill you the fastest because you live in a grocery store.
Like, go to the candy aisle and just like get
the ice cream. Go to whatever aisle the Slim Jims are in and just fucking eat Slim Jims. No, it doesn't matter. Those are delicious.
Here's the thing is, like, with the cans, I could start, like, peeling off the labels and start, like, slowly crafting a really long rope to start reaching into other aisles and grabbing other shit.
Yeah. No, like, shout out to Mr.
Bathroom
Flux.
Decor aisle. That's where I want to be.
I want whatever aisle has fishing rods in it, so I can
go
just
You don't need
fish
a bathroom. Just fling your shit over the wall, and y'all clean up in aisle six.
That's actually one of the things I was taking into consideration.
Like, that's
I might go with the international foods aisle. That is an aisle we have in Giant Eagle here. So it's like the Indian stuff, and
yeah, international would not be bad either. And if you feel like no matter what you do, until you fashion your label rope, you're going to have to live on a bed of peeled off labels. That's what you get to sleep on, is a giant pile of
You're never going to sleep.
And labels.
You're never going to sleep, dude.
That's the most cushioning you're ever going to get.
So is the aisle going to be restocked or not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it has to be.
You just have some force field that keeps you there. Like, IKEA is a good answer for this because you're just living in a home, essentially. But you wouldn't have any food.
You'd have no food.
Well, you could have.
No, but like the thing is, the food is in the food court. It's not in an aisle, so you can't reach the food.
IKEA has no aisles until you get to the lower floor. They definitely have aisles there because they have bathroom decor there. And I spent time there.
You sound bitter.
He is hateful of his bathroom decor.
I was going to say maybe like the... if it wasn't going to be restocked, you could go with Sam's Club and go just with bulk. Like
it's like
the canned and jar good.
Cans.
You guys are also thinking about how to prolong the experience. We're not talking about living as long as possible.
I'm thinking
they're thinking about this the wrong way.
I think
you want whatever
aisle
the beef jerky is in.
I'm gonna,
you want
I'm gonna
whatever
go
aisle
with,
the beef jerky.
Beef jerky is not that good.
I'm gonna go with like the candy aisle and just basically try all the different types of candy because you're gonna. I mean, you're living in the grocery store.
Yeah, your life fucking is terrible.
You might as well just enjoy it until you.
I would go to the ice cream aisle and just eat drumsticks, like 700 drumsticks.
Why not just go to the knife aisle and end it?
Yeah, just live in the knife aisle and fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, like the
remember, kids, is down the road, not across
the pharmacy in the back.
I'm just saying. Once my label rope is made, I have options. I can reach over to the knife aisle because by then I might be suicidal. But you never know, honestly. Just a law of eventuality kind of thing. If I'm there long enough, eventually some kid is going to walk by with a Game Boy, and I'm going to jack that shit. And then I have stuff to do.
Yeah,
and I mean,
do
they
have
always
to
have
commit crimes to live in this too.
Yeah, they always have the. Well, I think like throwing shit in a supermarket is already a crime. So that's already your existence is crime at this point. You gotta shit, and. They always have those shitty, like, $5 games up at the front of the store. I could go to the front of the aisle, like, you know, those shitty games they can't actually sell in a game store. And with my rope, you know, maybe lasso a couple.
He's got, like, a system worked out.
Or, like, or maybe I find, like, a really sticky, like, I don't know,
a
maybe
lasso?
Peaches.
Well, he's a raccoon. What do you expect?
He's
got a plan.
He's fashioning a lasso out of labels, apparently.
I'm going to be peeling the off labels off the cans. And then just kind of like, you know, twisting them together and then tying them together. And eventually I'll just have a really long rope that I can use to reach into other aisles and shit. Not to mention I have all these can tops, so I might be able to have like a little hook on the end. I'll have like a grappling hook of
John,
sorts.
You want to speak? John, you want to speak up here? My idea was like ridiculous. You're like, yeah. Fucking get a lasso with all your...
Fucking make a noose.
That's a ridiculous
hang
idea. I'm just saying, like,
listen, I'm thinking
you
survival.
Said
I'm
beef
thinking...
jerky. You said the exact words, beef jerky is not that good, bro. So this is the last conversation we're ever going to have.
It's not that good.
Not speaking.
Dude.
Good beef jerky is fucking god.
That's a lot of protein, dude.
It is. Gains.
Not that good.
I guess if you had to live in the aisle, how, like, the police actually wouldn't be able to take you away.
Right.
So you could, I mean, you
no,
could,
they
like...
would. You would have to hide when they go in the aisle somehow.
So Tomb suggests a liquor aisle. That's not a bad idea.
Just drink yourself to death and do horrible shit in this aisle. That'd be great. Scotch aisle? I'm down. All right, next question. Werner Ingemar writes, since Valentine's Day is almost upon us, the wonderful men in my life will need a good diddling. You celebrate Valentine's Day a little differently than some of the rest of us. The problem is, I'm not sure what kind of lube I should be using. I've been using Baja Blast ever since it came out as man-diddling lubricant, and it's been working pretty adequately so far, but I felt like there was something missing. Is this due to the lubricant I'm using, or the empty, lonely, unloving hole in my heart that has left me unable to love another human being? God, that got dark.
There's a lot going on there.
Fast.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
since when has Baja Blast been a lubricant? It's not marketed that way. You shouldn't use it that way.
Anything can.
The ultimate euphoria is.
Anything can.
Actually, there's so much sugar in that. It's gonna be like
it's the opposite of a lubricant. You're stuck.
Oh my god! It's to create more friction.
Yeah. Oh god.
Just toss some sand in there.
Oh.
Start a fire in that ass.
I mean, I guess it is water based, so maybe it's not that bad.
Certainly good for you. I don't know.
I mean, the answer is definitely that the problem is the empty, lonely, unloving hole in your heart.
Yeah, you're that's just for a sure. Sad man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a given, regardless if we can solve the lubricant issue.
For this Valentine's Day, have your significant other just fuck the hole in your heart.
There you go.
The most romantic thing you could possibly do.
Speaking of the best gift to get the worst reaction possible.
I have please a literal hole crime. In my heart.
Dan's got a hole in his heart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How you do?
Yeah. You want to meet up later?
I like a guy with a lot of holes.
You're feeling on the Tim hole. Solid hole from what I hear.
Right in the Tim hole.
Right in the Tim hole.
Every time.
Tim hole.
Every Tim.
This next story, I wish Scott was here because it's so weird. Michael O. writes in, I've been having increasingly frequent deja vu. And then he puts, I don't care if I spelled that wrong because fuck that term. You did. You spelled deja vu correctly. Congratulations. More and more so that it is actually starting to creep me out. The most recent occurrence was while I was sitting in the office at my work. I work at a gas station full time, and then it just hit me. Here's the scenario. I'm in the office reading my schedule and getting it copied down. Then once I finish copying that down, I go into our cooler and start to stock everything when I hear someone yelling. I get out of our cooler to see what the fuck is going on and who is yelling at my coworker. When I open the door, two guys with guns are robbing the store. Then it cuts out for a second. I'm assuming he means reality. Like, I'm not sure. And I get back into the scene. I'm laying on the floor with my back to the ground next to our office door, shot with what I presume to be a shotgun from 20 feet away. All I can hear is the sound of people screaming, incredibly faint screaming, and then I'm back into reality. Have you guys ever experienced deja vu? And what do you think about this situation? Am I fucked? Is this actually going to happen to me? Or am I already dead, and am I just reliving my most recent memories?
But that's not deja vu, though.
Yeah,
no,
that's
not at
right.
all. That's deja not vu is the feeling of, like, yeah, it's not deja vu.
That's not deja vu. Next.
Yeah, question over. Like, deja vu is experiencing something that you think you already, like, did.
Yeah.
So
it's like a conversation, like, I will have this before.
Yeah, like, walking into a room being like, I've been here before, even if you haven't. This is more, you're just like...
You're just having
this is just like,
weird,
just like foreshadowing.
You should not be thinking about that. That's not good.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Acid flashbacks?
I mean, are these like lucid daydreams or
that's what it sounds
hallucinations?
Like. Sounds like daydreams.
I mean,
dreaming about being shot. That's not something you want to think about. That's not a good Monday for you. That's
all complete kidding aside here, I would say honestly go talk to somebody. Like that's
your head is all fucked up.
That's not I would go see a professional. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm honestly concerned for your well-being. And Dan's laughing in the background. And
I'm laughing at what Mike said in chat. This moron emailed in and doesn't even know what he's talking about, but he's probably bleeding out in a gas station. Fuck him. God damn.
When you're in reality, do you hear people in faint whispers begging you to hold on to life while they race you to the hospital?
Because if so, I think you're bleeding out currently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're might, writing that
might,
this email.
You might have reality and dream flipped.
Yeah.
But no, Bob's right. Go see like a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
Yeah, just go talk to a professional.
I'm also projecting these thoughts into your head because I'm a clairvoyant.
So. Son of a bitch.
I didn't want to say anything initially, but I'm psychic. last question.
Also go
here.
Look up the definition of déjà vu.
Yes, please. Before you go see a professional, look up what déjà vu.
Look up that first.
It will be déjà vu if that actually happens, that's and you'll false. Be like, "Oh, you're sitting there,
he,
just like, oh yeah,
I'm bleeding out
correctly." Though.
This is so familiar right now. He's just leaking on the floor.
Yeah, he actually didn't spell it correctly, so that was the first problem. Second problem is that he didn't know what the hell déjà vu was.
Yeah,
third problem is...
Yeah. I would get those shotgun wounds taken care of first.
Premonition, I think, is the word he was looking for.
That's it.
Premonition?
But yeah, those sound like lucid dreams, hallucinations, though. That's
Are you Alan Wake? That's another question to ask yourself. Are you Alan Wake? You're Alan Wake, there might be something else going on. And you might have to fight the darkness with a flashlight. So just prepare. Prepare for that. Always have tons of batteries around.
Start stockpiling them now. There'll be that crazy guy who's preparing for his death and hoarding batteries.
Yes. I want you to write us back in a few months. Let's see where you're at. last question here. Tale of love gone terribly wrong. Cole A. writes in, "Recently a friend of mine confronted me with an issue he had during the pleasure of sex," which is the great descriptions, "which I am now passing on to all of you. I received a phone call in the dead of night and thought something was terribly wrong, and sure enough, something was terribly wrong." he's talking about his friend, who will remain nameless, "had finally gotten the opportunity..." Phrasing is just too... Alright. "He had finally gotten the opportunity to nail the slam piece that he's been dying to get for years. I don't condone calling women slam pieces. What kind of I do? He had finally gotten the opportunity to nail that slam piece he's been dying to get with for years, but there was an issue. They engaged in the act of sex, and everything was going swell." Swell is how I describe my sex as well.
Swell. Like it up on Facebook.
It was swell, yeah. Hit me with a thumbs up for some swell sex. But after penetration, he went limp. When this happened, his instinctual reaction was to yell, "You fucking idiot," at his now flaccid member. But the lady friend thought he was talking to her. She then went on to tell him how pathetic he was and how his brother was a better fuck. He did not know she had intercourse with his brother. My question to you all is, have you had an embarrassing sexual experience? Is there any hope for my friend to get a second chance to fornicate his dream girl? Signed, Megatroid Skittle." Thank you, Megatroid, for the... Dude, I think he needs
Ow.
To... I mean, I don't know how old this guy is, but
he
if
needs
you're
to
going
dip the
limp
fuck
after
out.
You're in there, I mean, I don't... You might want to look into...
Look, dip the fuck out. that guy is never
going
to be able to save face again.
That's never happening again.
That's
every like what he doesn't fuck. Realize is that everybody he knows now knows. Like, you're not telling us something about he who must not be named. Everybody that he knows and everybody he holds dear to him knows as well, because she's told them all.
Yeah. She told Here's, us. Mm-hmm. And it'd go.
Yeah, she hit us up. She hit us up on the KB Mod phone.
Yeah, the old KB
She called
mod
it phone. In. It's all dusty hanging on Dan's wall.
There is no second chance for this.
No, he's...
No.
He is forever embarrassed in the eyes of that female, and she's apparently fucked his brother... And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if he's been after this girl for years, probably the reason he went limp was because it was too much for him. He had built this girl up in his head so high that he couldn't rise to his own standards. When he finally got it, there was too much pressure, and the pressure was all on top of his dick, and it deflated.
Pretty accurate.
The air just went out.
Actually, it's a good way to think about it. He shouldn't feel too bad about himself, he should feel awful.
Yes. So here's what I'm going to say to your friend. First off, just fucking, no one will ever blame him for just tucking your tail like a coward and running from that situation. Never speak to her again. You
also,
have fucked up.
Also, a piece of advice. Don't talk to your penis during sex.
Yeah, that's another thing. Don't talk to your dick.
I think the reason he's not going to get a second chance is because he decided to yell uncontrollably when it happened instead of just, you know, handle it like an adult.
Yeah. Three, don't put people up on a pedestal. Don't, like, if you're chasing a girl for years, you are doing it fucking wrong. This guy who chased this girl for years and then finally got to put it in her, yeah, okay, didn't go great, but he's also, like, that's actually a success story in that situation. Because most people who chase after a girl for years never, ever get that opportunity. That doesn't happen. Life is not a fucking movie. If a girl has been denying you for years, it's not because she's playing hard to get. She just don't fucking like you. I hate to break this to you.
Also, this guy needs to probably get his circulation checked or something.
His circulation's probably fine.
I'm assuming this dude is in his 20s, man.
He's probably in his 20s. Unless he's like 50. Look, all right. You asked if we had any embarrassing stories. I was unable to perform once because I was drunk as shit and I was in a very uncomfortable situation. That has happened. It was also like the last time I had had sex in like a million years. So trust me, I understand. Just fucking dip out. Stop putting people on pedestals. Don't build somebody up in your head so that when you actually have sex with them, it ends up being intimidating. Definitely don't drink beforehand, at least not too much. Stay away from whiskey, obviously. and never speak to that girl again.
There you go.
After you sleep with them the first time because you're a gentleman.
No. It's not because you slept with them and now you're just never going
to
call her.
Never speak to a woman that you sleep with, ever. That's what he just said.
I don't think that's what I said.
You said that.
I'm saying don't build up a woman in your head. Don't put her on this. Don't fucking chase somebody for years. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Most women and most men, in fact, for, you know, women, gay men, whatever. And if they deny you outright, they don't want you to keep trying. They denied you because they don't want you.
Abstinence is key.
Find someone who did. Like, it's not fucking worth it. Because that shit happens.
And on that wisdom, we end episode 176 of the Cave Mob Podcast. Big thanks to Joel for coming on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. You can find him at twitch.tv/orb and on the YouTubes. Incredible orb there and on Twitter. You can find all of us on Twitter. Our handles are on the screen right now. Make sure you guys check out Gunners below the stream if you need a pair of Gunners. You can also help us out in the process. And make sure you check out CaveMod.com. Lots of content has been going up lately. And lots of hands-on looks at games and things like that. Make sure you check out the website, CaveMod.com. Maybe hit up the forums. And, of course, follow us here on Twitch. And subscribe to us on iTunes and make sure you rate the podcast on iTunes or whatever podcast.
Give us a good rating and make sure to use a name
that
rivals Charles Hodes.
Yeah. Make sure just everything should be C Hodes. If you're gonna review. Just make sure it's C Hodes. Just put greatest podcast ever, whatever, you know, Mr. Charles Hodes. So thank you for listening and watching once again. And we will see you guys next week with our guest, Eat My Diction, will be on next week. So we shall see you then for a post-Valentine's Day cast. Later, bros.
Later.
Later.